USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States will send about $800 million more in military aid to Ukraine. That primarily covers military weaponry, including drones. President Biden insisted the United States and allies have provided considerable security assistance to Ukraine and added more will be coming. This as the Ukrainian president addressed Congress on Wednesday, asking the United States and the West to help Ukraine secure a no-fly zone with MiG-29s, 3 weeks into Russia's invasion of the country. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons joins Fox News to react to Zelensky's address.
I don't think I've seen this much unity in Congress in a long time. He gave a forceful, moving, engaging advocacy for the people of Ukraine and a plea to us to help close his skies.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Fed Reserve is pushing up interest rates for the first time since 2018.
We are strongly committed to achieving the monetary policy goals that Congress has given us, maximum employment and price stability. The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.25 percentage point.
It's expected to be the first of several rate hikes this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying higher global oil prices are helping to fuel inflation. A blaze at an Indiana Walmart warehouse is being extinguished by fire crews. The Plainsfield Fire Department chief saying all 1,000 distribution center employees escaped safely and no firefighters were injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are headed to Monday Night Football. ESPN announcing it has signed the NFL's longest-running broadcast duo to multi-year deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
One company is stepping up big time when it comes to semiconductor chips. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
U.S. chip maker Intel plans to invest up to $88 billion across Europe as part of an ambitious expansion aimed at strengthening the global semiconductor industry. The company plans to set up chip production sites and development centers in Germany, Ireland, France, and Italy by 2027. Intel, the world's number two semiconductor maker, is also expanding in the United States with a $20 billion factory in Ohio.
A children's toy walker sold at Target is being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission saying the Walk and Learn wooden walker made by Bee Toys poses a choking risk. The agency noting there have been 6 reports of the walker's wheels and wheel attachment hardware becoming detached. A new grant program is being rolled out.
Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that historically black colleges and universities, also called HBCUs, will be eligible for new grant funding following a series of bomb threats made against them. The Project School Emergency Response to Violence program under the Department of Education is intended to enhance campus security and provide mental health resources by providing short-term, immediate funding for institutions that have experienced violent or traumatic incidents. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.